said what's trash. You can't handle me.
Handle.
Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is it?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2. Be then.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Yes, now look here, Dr. Yes. Good. You must understand, this interview must be purely off the record.
You're listening to CFRC on 101.9 FM Kingston, and this is Off the Record.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Off the Record. We're getting a little jazzy today. A little jazz funk fusion going on. The first one there was Rush by The Seatbelt, followed by Icarus by Joshua Redman. The Rush one there was from the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack. He did an amazing job, and maybe a bit of a controversial opinion, but I actually liked the live action one better. Don't kill me, but I don't know. I just love the set design and the characters. Didn't really get that into the anime, but I'm not an anime guy. Anyway, then there's Icarus, which was off of Joshua Redman's new album from June. Icarus is such an interesting story. Love it. And I have a print of a painting of Icarus, like, after he fell from the ground, just in my dorm as room decor. So, really cool. Anyway, we're going to keep going on with the jazzy theme. So, hope you stick around. We'll be right back.
It could be off the record.
That was Not Even the Shadow of the Tale of a Lizard and Spider by Uzeb. Uzeb is a Canadian band. They're from Montreal. And I found them when I was looking for music for this because I didn't really know a lot of Canadian jazz fusion bands. I know a lot of Japanese ones. There's a lot of great ones, which you'll hear later. Or a couple great ones. Don't have time for all of them. But yeah, I was trying to look for something similar, and I came across these guys, and they're amazing. Just really cool. Very interesting take on it. Like, it's very kind of bright and not quite poppy, but like definitely like a bright, like a sunshine kind of vibe. Anyway, next up we have another great Canadian jazz fusion band, Shovel Demon. We'll be right back.
tool?
If you're just tuning in, this is Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston. The songs you just heard were by Canadian artist Shuffle Demons. It was Bagrot and Nice Signal. Thank you to my dad for helping me choose those two out. I was just trying to decide between four of their really good ones, and I just couldn't figure it out. So, thanks. Today's fun fact is about the Antarctic Treaty. On October 15th, 1959, it was the final conference for the Antarctic Treaty. So basically, that's what means, it's what prevents me personally from going to Antarctica. It was just to prevent me, but it's just basically just designated Antarctic, like nationless. And so you couldn't claim land on, the Arctic, and it could only be used for scientific purposes. It's a really cool opportunity I learned about when I was touring some different universities that, Queen's is a part of too. You can sign up. It's a program called Students on Ice, and you can sign up to go to the Arctic and Antarctic to do research stuff with neutrinos in the snow there, which is really, really cool. Some complex physics stuff, but that'd be a great opportunity to do. Maybe I should go for that. Anyway, we're going back to the jazz, so please enjoy.
Thank you.
Absolutely love that song. It just gets me feeling so happy. That was Masayoshi Takenaka with Tokyo Reggae. If you ever get a chance to see him live, I've heard he has a great stage presence. He's so cool. And I think he's touring 2026, so it'd be a really cool opportunity. He has this a staple with his style, which is like a giant guitar that's made out of a surfboard. It's actually sick. So, I mean, you do you, man. We're going to finish off today with Cassiope and their new albums. Two songs for their new album. The new album is True Blue, and the songs are Destinations and Time Flies By. Thank you for joining me. And remember, it's strictly off the record. We'll be right back. sure to join me next Wednesday at 8 for more classical jazz. I'm thinking Dave Brubeck Quartet, Miles Davis, Charles Mingus, that kind of stuff. So if any of that sounds interesting, next Wednesday at 8, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present David Yee, a.k.a. Wolf in Sheep Clothing's latest track, Redefine. The new song began as a guitar-focused composition but gradually drew increasing inspiration from classical music. The piece features Massimo Amodio, a third-year cellist at Queen's University, whose performance includes a melody that listeners familiar with classical repertoire may recognize. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Redefined by Sheep and Wolf's Clothing on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is Natalia from the Deers, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep listening.